Awesome Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. La'asid lavo, mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyetzahara v'shoichte b'fnei ha-tzadikim. Bachrus Hayom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yetzahara and slaughter it. B'fnei ha-tzadikim u'b'fnei ha-rishayim. Tzadikim nidme lehem kehar gavoa. For the tzaddikim, the Yetzirah is going to appear as if an awesome mountain. Urishayim nidme lehem kechut ha-sahara. And to Rishayim, it's going to appear as if it's nothing, a little here. Halalu boichin v'halalu boichin. The tzaddikim are going to cry, and the Rishayim are going to cry. Tzadikim boichim v'aymrim heichichonu lichbosh ha'kegvah ha'kazeh. They're going to cry. How did it happen that we survived with the struggle of the Yetzirah? V'rishayim boichim v'aymrim heichlo yichonu lichbosh esachut ha'zeh. How is it that we didn't succeed in the struggle against the Yetzirah? It's obvious why the Rishayim are crying. V'chol arisha kula kashon tichleh. All the machinations of the Yetzirah is just smoke. It's all a game of mirrors. Why is the tzaddikim crying? The Rishayim and tzaddikim are crying for the same reason. It's all about the scary component of the potential that you and I have for tremendous tov and tremendous ra. I shudder when I think about the potential for ra, how close I came to being in a totally different place than where I'm zocha today to be able to learn with Talmidim. For 2 minutes. I came to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. I wasn't lucky like you guys who worked on having a chevra before I came to yeshiva. One person I knew. He was my roommate and my chavrusa. He even chose what shir I went to. I didn't know anything about YU at the time. I don't think he's Shomer Shabbos today. If I was a real Baal Madrega, every single time I think about it, I wouldn't just shudder. If I was a real tzaddik and I saw that Har Gavoah, I would cry. And La'asid Lava, when the tzaddikim are going to see those challenges that they had, the fork along the way, we just chose a little bit this and they chose a little bit of that. If God forbid, if they had gone with that friend there, that they could be in a totally different place today. The Rishayim are going to cry because they're going to see that they had all the potential inside of themselves to become great people. This is the avoda of Tu B'Shvat. This is the avoda of this tkufa. Beishamai, and Beishamai's opinion is critical. In fact, I would argue, theologically, from the perspective of Avodas Hashem, a person has to understand Beis Shammai more than they have to understand Beis Hillel, and I'll explain in a moment. Beis Shammai says that when it comes to defining a tree and its fruits, we don't look at whether the fruit budded or not, but rather we check if the tree has the potential. If there's potential for the tree to give off fruits, that becomes the Rosh Hashanah for the fruit itself. In other words, the fruit is defined by its potential, not by its being. Beis Hillel goes Basar Chanasa. Beis Shammai says you look at the potential. Rav Zevin Zichrono Levracha points out that throughout Shas, you will see many machlokias between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel reflects the poel. Beis Shammai is the koach, is the potential. La'asid lavo, who are we going to paskin like? In the future, who do we follow? We're going to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. You know why? Because Beis Hillel is the Midah of Rachamim. Beis Shammai is the Midah of Din. Beis Shammai reflects the real reality. Beis Hillel is a certain compromise of Rachamim of this world. La'asid Lavo in the future, what's going to be? The true hard reality. Potential is reality. Theologically, potential, our koach that you and I have, is really who we are. That's what we really are. Our potential is who we are. La'asid Lavo, that's what it's going to be. Says Rav Zevin, there's another machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that the bracha that we make on fire is bara ma'or ha'ish. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one fire. What's Beis Hillel? What do we make? We make the bracha bore ma'ore ha'ish. The Gra explains that the Gemara, which tells us that Beis Hillel says that the fact is that today there are many different types of fires, Beis Shammai says no. We don't focus on the practical fires that exist today, but rather once upon a time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one fire. What's that called in Kabbalah? The Or HaGonuz. And the bracha that we make on fire is not the poel of what we see, but the koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. We could add, and what does the Gemara in Chagigah and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph say? La'asid Lavo, the tzaddikim are going to see that Or HaGonuz, whatever exactly that means. Which means that sometimes we've got to look at Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai is going to tell us what is truly the Emes. And that's the Avodah of Tu B'Shav. I'll just give you a reference. According to Tosfos on Daf Yudalid in Rosh Hashanah, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say that Tu B'Shvat is defined by its potential, not by the practicality of the Chanata. Rabosai, our potential, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is our reality. And you and I have to ask ourselves, are we really who we are as someone sitting here today? Or are we something entirely different? Chas v'chalila, are we going to ultimately be boche because of the potential that we could have played? That's Bezer Hashem, or Chas v'Chalil, the opposite. We're going to be boche of what we could have become. Let me tell you a story of a Talmud of mine. 7 years ago, I just saw him a week ago after not seeing him for a long time. 7 years ago, he was about to go out to become an analyst in a hedge fund. And he said to me, it was right about the beginning of Daf Yomi time, and he said to me, Rebbe, I'm thinking about starting Daf Yomi. What do you think? Now, I have certain concerns about Talmidim starting Daf Yomi. And I discussed with him the options, the pros and the cons. He's going out to an intense lifestyle. At least he'll give him something to hold on to. And then I said to him, you know what? But I want you to aspire that one day you're not going to go to the Daf Yomi Shir, you'll give the Daf Yomi Shir. Last week I met him. Daf Yomi is about to finish. He said to me, he doesn't do the Daf Yomi once. He does the Daf Yomi twice. Once on the train. He lives in Woodmere. Some of you might know who he is. He does it on the train to work. He does it on the train back from work. And he has a Seder V'Iyun with a Chavrusa at night. And then he said something to me. I have to tell you, when I told him I want you to give the Daf Yomi share, I was like being halfway, you know, tongue-in-cheek, setting the bar for him that he shouldn't be complacent. He said to me, one more cycle, Bezer Hashem, I'm planning to give the Daf Yomi Shir. Rabosai, you who are sitting here right now, 60-70% of you have the potential to be able to do that. And for the 40% who don't have the potential to do that, there are other tremendous things that every single one of us could accomplish. But how many of our Talmidim end up doing this? Why don't we do it? What's the reason that we don't do it? Because there's a certain level of commitment to be able to tap in to that koach that many of us give up on before we even start. Let me tell you something I find cute about my father, maybe, well, Bli Ayin Hara, he's in his mid-70s. My father is in much better shape than me. He runs religiously. But he can't run in New York. It's too cold during the winter. He runs during the summers. Comes the first day of the summer, the first day that he can actually run, he gets dressed, he puts on his sneakers, his sweatpants, 3 sweatshirts, and he goes and he runs, takes the car to Marine Park, and he runs what he calls one backstop. One backstop, Marine Park has about 15 or 20 backstops, and he runs, I would say, about 300 feet. He's 75 years old, Bli Ayin Hara. He hasn't run for 5 months. He runs one backstop. He drives all the way home. He takes a shower after running 300 feet. The next day, he again puts on the 3 sweatshirts. Then he runs 2 backstops. The day after, he runs 3 backstops. When it comes to fall, Bli Ayin Hara, he's running 5 miles. Each day, adding 1 more backstop. That's someone who realizes that his potential is exponential compared to what he's doing right now. If you do 2 Mishnayos a day, how fast do you finish up? It's about 5 years? 6 years? If you do 4 Mishnayos, it's half of that. If you do a perek, Rabosai, you could start finishing Shas, Mishnayos, and that's where I've emphasized in the past. That's where you get your ideas from. But it requires someone to be able to see himself beyond where he is right now. There's a big Talmud Chacham, Reb Shlomo Pearl, who's one of the biggest Kiyum today in New York in Hilchos Shabbos. I remember when the Erev controversy came out. He's close with Rav David Feinstein. I wanted to know exactly what the Talmidim of Rav Moshe Feinstein were saying about Rav Moshe Feinstein's position on the Brooklyn Erev. So I listened to a tape from Rav Shlomo Pearl. He's close with Rav David. He said over a story. He said he's talking to his night kolel where he's a Rosh Kolel in Hilchos Shabbos. He says, I was 55 years old and I looked into the mirror. He retired as a public school teacher. He's now one of the biggest experts in Hilchos Erevin in New York, in Hilchos Shabbos as well. He said, I looked into the mirror and I saw an overweight Am Haaretz. And I made 2 commitments to myself. And one was that I'm going to run around the world. He made a cheshbon of how much exactly one needs to do to run around the world. And the other was, he said, it was too late, I felt, to be a Baki B'Shach. I don't know if he's right. He's got another more than 60 years to go. But let's give him that. He can't be a Baki B'Shach. He says, but I made a commitment to myself that what I'm going to do is I'm going to learn Hilchos Shabbos over and over and over again, the Gemara over again, the Torah over again, the Mishabura over again, that I could go, and Rabosai, you are capable of doing the same thing, and you're much younger, that I'm going to go be able to go over to any Gadol B'Torah and speak with anybody in the world in Hilchos Shabbos. And for the last, maybe well, for the last 10, 15 years, he is one of the addresses in New York City, which has a lot of Talmidei Chachamim. He is one of the addresses of Hilchos Shabbos. Why do most people not do it? Why is it if the potential is so real, how come it is that so many of us come up short? With this, I conclude. Ki odam eitz hashadeh, we are like trees, and our definition is defined by potential, but that potential is lurking under the ground. We don't see it. Tzadik katoma yifrach. A tzadik is like a tamar tree. In Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Tamar and I were going to say, Urishayim, and what are the Rishayim like? They're like Alei Esev. They're like grass. My brother may be well told me the name of Rabbi Fishman, one of the Mashkichim here in Yerushalayim, that he said, why is it specifically that a tzaddik is equated to a date tree? What is unique about a date tree? And I'd like to add, and why are Rishayim, they're going to wither like grass, but is there anything more about the metaphor of grass? So Rabbi Fishman claimed, and I searched, and it's true scientifically, he said, do you know that a date tree's roots grow very, very deep into the ground, and you don't see any peros. You don't see any produce whatsoever. It takes years and years and years before you see the product. Grass, we could add, is the exact opposite. Grass, you immediately see its results, but its roots aren't very deep into the ground. To reach the madrega of tzidkus, to be able to actualize all that potential, a person has to realize that there's going to be a long period of time when you're reading through those mishnayos and erechin and uktzin and all the enzraim, you're not going to know what's going on the first few times. But that's called learning. That's called growing. The shoroshim are going very, very deep into the ground. Then, Be'ezer Hashem, years later, will be tzadik atama yifrach. That potential, Rabosai, is our reality. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to be mekayim.